Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, September 7th, 2017. I am Richie Ferrell, and here are your headlines. Hurricane warnings could be issued for Dominica as Hurricane Jose approaches the island by Friday. Barbados prepared to boot some financial services and international businesses to protect its reputation. And Hurricane Irma heading towards the Turks and Caicos and is expected to hit the chain of islands this evening. The news is brought to you compliments Scott's Dominica Limited. More details coming up.
Your perfect day starts tonight with a perfect mattress from Quartz. Right now, get mattresses from as low as $279. Plus, getting the right mattress is more affordable with nothing down and nothing to pay for 60 days. So shop at Quartz to help you start your perfect day. Only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Here's what's making news. The Northern Leeward Islands have now been placed under a hurricane watch. Dominicans are also being asked to monitor the progress of Hurricane Jose, which could impact the island late tomorrow, Friday. Acting Senior Meteorological Officer Marshall Alexander says Hurricane Jose could become a major hurricane before it reaches the islands.
At 11 a.m., Hurricane Jose was located in latitude 14.9 degrees north and longitude 50.6 degrees west, or about 715 miles east of the Les Antilles. Jose is moving towards the west-northwest near 18 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds have remained near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Jose could become a major hurricane by tomorrow, Friday. Hurricane force winds extend outwards up to 15 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outwards up to 80 miles. Hurricane and tropical storm watches have been issued for the Northern Leeward Islands at 11 a.m. Residents in Dominica are advised to monitor the progress of Hurricane Jose and to make the necessary preparations, as the system is expected to be near the Leeward Islands by Friday into Saturday.
He says warnings could be issued for Dominica.
The concern for Dominica at this time is possible impacts associated with feeder bands from Hurricane Jose. Current projection is for an increasing cloudiness, showers and thunderstorms, which could be moderate to heavy at times with gusty winds by Friday afternoon, and particularly on Saturday, and a flood watch or warning may be issued for Dominica by Friday afternoon. All users of the sea are advised to take all necessary precautions to protect life and property by Friday, as seas are expected to increase with waves peaking between 10 to 12 feet. The public is also being reminded to ensure that information is being obtained from local trusted authorities and to prepare for the possible impacts of Hurricane Jose on Dominica. The Met Service will continue to monitor and to provide updates as necessary.
At 11 a.m., Hurricane Jose was located near latitude 14.9 degrees north and longitude 50.6 degrees west, or about 715 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. Jose is moving toward the west-northwest near 18 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds have remained near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Jose could become a major hurricane by Friday. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 15 miles from the center, and the tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 80 miles. Hurricane and tropical storm watches have been issued for the Northern Leeward Islands at 11 a.m. Interests in Dominica are advised to monitor the progress of Hurricane Jose and to make the necessary preparations, as the system is expected expected to be near the Leeward Islands by Friday into Saturday. The concern for Dominica at this time is possible impacts associated with feeder bands from Hurricane Jose. Current projection is for an increase in cloudiness, showers, and thunderstorms, which could be moderate to heavy at times and gusty winds by Friday afternoon and particularly on Saturday. A flood watch or warning may be issued for Dominica by Friday afternoon. All users of the sea are advised to take all necessary precautions to protect life and property by Friday, as seas are expected to increase with waves peaking between 10 to 12 feet. The public is also being reminded to ensure that information is obtained from local trusted authorities. The Meteorological Service will continue to monitor the progress of Hurricane Jose and provide updates as needed. According to Acting National Disaster Coordinator Fitzroy Pascal, the general public must continue to monitor the progress of Hurricane Jose and listen to advisories put out by the Dominica Meteorological Service. Given that seas are still agitated from Hurricane Irma, fishermen are advised not to venture out until the passage of Hurricane Jose. Fishermen should also keep their gears out of the water. Small craft operators must remain in port. Village councils and disaster committees in all communities should activate their disaster plans. Shelter managers and volunteers should be in a state of readiness to provide shelter if needs be. All subcommittees of NEPO should activate plans for a response to Jose.
The Office of Disaster Management is calling on residents to maintain their high level of preparedness in light of Hurricane Jose, which is nearing the Leeward Islands. Jose, a Category 1 hurricane, which is expected to strengthen to a major hurricane by the weekend, is about 715 miles to the east of the Les Antilles as of 11 a.m. Watches have already been issued for portions of the Leeward. A calculation puts Jose at its closest point to Dominica this Saturday morning at about 120 miles to the north of the island. Residents are therefore advised to finalize all preparatory activities for the hurricane should it pose any danger to Dominica. The general public must continue to monitor the progress of Hurricane Jose and listen to advisories put out by the Dominica Meteorological Service. Given that seas are still agitated from Hurricane Irma, fishermen are advised not to venture out until after Hurricane Jose. Fishermen should also keep their gears out of the water. Small craft operators must remain in port. Village councils and disaster committees in all communities should activate their disaster plans. Shelter managers and volunteers should be in a state of readiness to provide shelter if needs be. All subcommittees of NEPO should activate plans for a response to Jose. Persons living in low-lying areas or close to rivers or other waterways should be on alert during heavy rainfall activity and move to safer areas if needs be. Persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides, and falling rock should be vigilant and exercise extreme caution if they must move around. Also, persons living on the coastline should be mindful of storm surges as above normal sea activity is expected as Hurricane Jose continues to move across the area.
Q95 FM received the first contact from the island of Anguilla this morning after the ravages caused by the passing of Hurricane Irma. Reverend Quincy Gums was the first Anguillan to be in contact with Dominica and spoke to the host of Q95's Rise and Shine show, Pastor Randy Rodney. Quincy Gums says the majority of the country's infrastructure has been significantly damaged and two people have been reported dead, but no Dominicans have so far been reported to be among the dead.
If we had a weaker construction, we would have had massive loss of life.
Wow.
All the gas stations are gone. There is no gas available. The hardware stores have blown asunder. I mean, if it was galvanized, it failed.
Yeah, it failed. Yeah.
And what we are now learning is that there were so many tornadoes, F5 tornadoes, and what should have been the eye of the hurricane, it seemed, based on reports we're getting, that the eye was surrounded by a number of F5 tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't have an eye. The hurricane went from raging mm-hmm. down to about 120 miles an hour. And at that point, when it got down to like 120 miles an hour, it because of the intensity of the speed before that, mm-hmm. at 120 miles an hour, you went outside and you do what you had to do.
Wow.
Because it then came like there was no wind.
Now, any official word from your government? I know you were close to the governing authorities. Any official word as to what happens?
As yet, no, because all the radio stations, I believe, is down.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said the governor issued a statement. I didn't hear it. But at this point, I think what's going to be needed is to get the roads open
mm-hmm.
and assess the extent of the damage.
Mm-hmm.
A rush to send assistance should not be done.
Right.
Because we need to know, from my standpoint, it looks like we have greater construction loss than any other thing.
Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, Roland Jackson, is mindful that plans to assist countries affected by Hurricane Irma may vary due to the fast-advancing Hurricane Jose. Jose is a little stronger as it continues on a path towards the Leeward Islands. It's now carrying maximum sustained winds near 90 miles per hour. And the National Hurricane Center in Miami says hurricane and the tropical storm watches will likely be required for portions of the island chain later.
This means that there is a potential for secondary impact to the North Leeward Islands. That is being factored in our plans at the moment. But for now, we are hoping to deploy into Antigua as our jump point and to serve the needs of Anguilla and the British Virgin Islands from that point. We will be working closely with the UK guardship, Mounts Bay, as well as with IFID Chase Foundation, who together provide some support to the British Overseas Territories.
Meantime, Hurricane Irma continues to churn its way through the Caribbean, leaving in its wake a trail of death and destruction that only started to become clear late yesterday. At least 13 people have so far been reported dead. Jackson says CDEMA is positioning teams to respond to potential impact in the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Bahamas.
Already we have on standby a military engineering regiment and potential doctors, military doctors out of Kingston respond to needs Turks and Caicos and in the Bahamas, and they are on standby and ready, and we are firming up arrangements for moving them into the theater of operations, into the impact zone should that become necessary. We're also putting into place relief supplies that have been identified preliminarily by the premier of Turks and Caicos Island and the National Disaster Office, looking at temporary roof cover, looking at sandbags, as well as relief personnel to assist with the operations there.
Executive Director of the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, Roland Jackson. So far, the government of Antigua has issued a hurricane watch for Antigua and Barbuda. The government of Antigua has issued a tropical storm watch for the islands of Anguilla, Montserrat, and St. Kitts and Nevis. And the government of the Netherlands has issued a tropical storm watch for the islands of Saba and St. Eustatius. Still on the local scene, the Dominica Freedom Party is pleased that Dominica was spared the catastrophic ravages of Hurricane Irma. A release states, "We wish to thank the meteorological officials, the Office of Disaster Management, and Mr. Cecil Shillingford, Disaster Risk Consultant, for their professional handling of the situation." The Dominica Freedom Party also commends public officials, shelter managers, and all volunteers who played an active part in preparation for the storm, as well as the people of Dominica for heeding the calls. The release further stated that the Dominica Freedom Party wishes to caution citizens of Dominica to continue paying close attention to the advisories and protect themselves, their family, and property, since we are still in the hurricane season. The party sympathizes and urges prayers and support for the other islands which have been impacted by Hurricane Irma. Dominica Public Service Union President Steve Joseph is expressing sympathies and best wishes to all those who were affected in one way or another by the passing of Hurricane Irma on Thursday. Category 5 Hurricane Irma destroyed most of the infrastructure in Anguilla, Bermuda, and St. Martin on Thursday. So far, 10 deaths have been reported, but that figure could change in the next few hours.
And I suspect many Dominicans would have relatives, friends in St. Martin, Antigua, Barbuda, the BVI. And as we learn, many lines are down. These countries were not as fortunate as us, got severe beating by Hurricane Irma. We have heard a loss of lives, and so we're hoping that people are safe,
yeah,
even if they experience loss of property, and impact on infrastructure, and the utilities. But let's hope that things begin to
Minister for Commerce, International Business and Small Business Development, Donville Innes, says he's prepared to give some financial services and international business companies the boot if that's what it takes to protect the reputation of Barbados. With the sector facing increasing scrutiny and mounting threats of international sanction, Innes said it was significant to maintain Barbados's good name as a preferred jurisdiction in which to do business. His comments came in light of tax reforms from the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, the latest of which is a multilateral convention to prevent base erosion and profit shifting. And the low-lying Turks and Caicos Islands are preparing for the arrival of Hurricane Irma, which has left a trail of destruction across the Caribbean. The British Overseas Territory is said to be at risk of a storm surge with the possibility of destructive waves up to 12 feet higher than usual. Irma is a Category 5 hurricane, the highest possible level. Islands in its path have seen winds of up to 180 miles per hour. At least 13 people have reportedly died. The small island of Barbuda is said to be barely habitable. Officials warn that St. Martin is almost destroyed and the death toll is likely to rise. Irma is currently north of the Dominican Republic, heading towards the Turks and Caicos, and is expected to hit the chain of islands this evening. That's the prime evening news, but first a recap of our headlines. Hurricane warnings could be issued for Dominica as Hurricane Jose approaches the island by Friday. Barbados prepared to boot some financial services and international businesses to protect its reputation. And Hurricane Irma heading towards the Turks and Caicos Islands and is expected to hit the chain of islands this evening. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's q95da.com to view the stories, or you can always click on our podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, we'd like to extend the sympathies to all the families suffering at this time due to the passage of Hurricane Irma. Stay safe. This is Q95.